Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Taking a look at this past week in history, we've got songs about money, gardens, shoes, the stock market, and more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'll wind up the gramophone for you. Last Monday, July 3rd in 1922, readers found a new magazine at their local newsstand. It was called Fruit Garden and Home. You probably know it by the name it was changed to just 2 years later. Still going strong after 78 years, you see it every time you go to the grocery store. It is, of course, Better Homes and Gardens. So here to commemorate Better Homes and Gardens' 78th birthday is a quartet of songs about gardens, starting off with Ted Lewis and his orchestra and the Royal Garden Blues.
Entitled, There Are Fairies at the Bottom of Our Garden. Thank you. There are fairies at the bottom of our garden. Now it's not so very, very far away. You pass the gardener's shed and you just keep straight ahead. No, I do so hope they've really come to stay. There's a little wood with moss in it and beetles, and a tiny stream that quietly runs through. Oh, you wouldn't think they'd dare to come merrymaking there, but they do. Yes, they do. There are fairies at the bottom of our garden, and they often give a dance nights on summer nights. Nor the butterflies and bees make a charming little breeze, and the rabbits sit about and hold the lights. Now, did you know that they could sit upon a moonbeam, did you? And snatch a tiny star to make a fan, and dance away up there in the middle of the air? Well, they can. Yes, oh, they can. Oh, those fairies at the bottom of our garden. You cannot think how beautiful they are. They all stand up and sing when the fairy king and queen come lightly floating down upon their car. Now the king is very proud and very handsome, and the queen, well, can you guess who that may be? She's a little girl all day, but at night she steals away. Now this will kill you, I hope. Well, it's me. Yes, it's me.
Recorded in New York on July 3, 1934, Beatrice Lilly with Sam Walsh's piano accompaniment on There Are Fairies at the Bottom of Our Garden. That song was written by one Elizabeth Nina Mary Frederica Lehman. And before that, Ted Lewis and his orchestra with Fats Waller on piano and doing the vocal on Royal Garden Blues. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL-FM 88.7 in Avalon. Continuing our gardening theme, here's Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with Frank Munn from September 7th, 1928, and In a Bamboo Garden.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. You know, I can't help feeling that winter is over, and then summer draws on, and there's been quite a nip in the air the past three or four, and not, of course, the sort of nip you get in the pub, but the nip that gets you that's the nip you have to guard against. It catches you where you least expect it, but generally it catches you in the bud. And now my chief function in life is to protect these little buds that grow in life's, because some people have fairies at the bottom of there, but I have buds. Now, many of you probably wonder what qualifications I have to discuss gardening. Unfortunately, I'm unable to show you my credentials, but I should like, if I may, to lead you up the garden path, and a very fine path it is too. On one side we have a spacious herbaceous border, and on the other side the potting shed. That's where all the dirty work goes on. You know, I love potting around transplanting my from one pot to another, and I must say I've had a great deal of success with my begonias the season. In gardening circles, I'm known as a man who calls a begonia, and I've only just begonia to realize the advantages of an outdoor. That glorious feeling when you get up at the crack of high noon, and just as the sun creeps over the Ardon, and you stagger out with your trowel in one hand and the rest of your tools in the other. It makes you realize that nature is seldom, and that's where you start digging. Digging, I find, loosens the biceps and takes the stiffness out of your. Digging is done either for fun or for potatoes. And if you happen to be digging for fun, you'll find potatoes. And on the other hand, if you happen to be digging for potatoes, you'll find you have the choice of many tools. You can use either a spade, a hoe, a fork, or a jobbing gardener. Now I've done some of my best digging with a jobbing gardener. They're pretty good on the whole, but who the devil wants holes all over the place if you haven't got anything put in them, you know? But of course, a friend of mine got caught like that with a lot of these left over, and I suggested he put in a few bulbs, sort of brighten things up a bit, you know? And I went around and see him that night, and the place was in absolute darkness. He'd planted all the bulbs he could find, and he told me he thought they'd turn out to be neon lights. I mean, there's very little you can do with it, because I was very glad, for his wife's sake, I hadn't told him to put in a few slips, carnations. Of course, there's many a slip twixt the cup and the hip, lip, and these things are sort of sent to try one. They sort of stop me and try one, and if you don't like it, you know what you can do with it, and I can't. I can't help feeling that there are thousands of amateur gardeners today at this very who are wondering what they can do with their pedestrians. Now, my advice is, and always has been, to stuff them in the nearest corner and have a jolly good roll on the lawn every morning. And in that way, and in that way only, can you hope to look your neighbour in the, and then keep your end up.
That was Oliver Wakefield, the voice of inexperience, and Gardening, What to Do with Your Aspidistra, from October 27th, 1936. Oliver Wakefield, I found out, was in a 1937 film called There Was a Young Man. I wonder if that's available at Blockbuster. Anyway, when you figure out what Oliver just said during that monologue, would you please let me know? We're going to turn from growing stocks in the garden to growing stocks on Wall Street right after this. Another publication besides Fruit Garden and Home made its first appearance on July 3rd, but a little earlier in 1884. That's when journalists Charles Dow and Edward Jones published the first average of U.S. stocks. The first Dow Jones average included mostly railroad stocks, since they were the biggest and sturdiest companies at the time. Dow and Jones founded their financial news company next to the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street. So here to commemorate the Dow Jones Industrial Average are a couple of definitely blue-chip records, starting with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and I'll Take an Option on You. Thank you.
A proposition, dear, but not the kind that you suspicion, dear. I'm so afraid of competition, dear. I'll take an option on you. You came along so unobtrusively and set me raving so effusively. I want your services exclusively. I'll take an option on you. Oh, gee, I can foresee a wonderful future for me. I'm sold 100%. Let's make it permanent. I wish that I could make you sign for life. As partners, we could both combine for life. But till you say that you'll be mine for life, I'll take an option on you.
Thank you.
George Olson and his music, and I'm in the market for you. George Olson, Olson with an E, was born March 18, 1893, in Portland, Oregon, and died on his 78th birthday in Paramus, New Jersey. His was the band for Jack Benny's first radio program for Canada Dry in 1932. And before George Olson, we heard from Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and I'll Take an Option on You. Speaking of stocks and options and money, on July 3rd in 1819, the first bank in the United States opened in New York City. There was a total of $2,807 deposited that first day in the bank for savings. Now, $2,807 was Boku Jack in 1819. It was still Boku Jack when Omer Simeon recorded a song called Boku Jack for Brunswick on September 11th, 1929.
Thank you.
Red Nichols and the Charleston Chasers, Miff Mole on trombone, Dick McDonough banjo and guitar, and Vic Burton on drums on Red's own composition Five Pennies, recorded September 6, 1927. And before that, the Omer Simeon Trio with Earl Hines on piano and Boku Jack. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I'd greatly appreciate hearing from you. Please let me know what you think of the show, along with any requests you might have. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're going to make a radical departure and play some soul music right after this. I mentioned that I was going to play some soul music. Not soul music as in Motown, but soul music as in Florsheim. Because this past week, July 6th in 1858, a patent was issued to Lyman Blake of Abington, Massachusetts, for a shoe manufacturing machine. Here's Bing Crosby and 1-2, Button Your Shoe.
I've found a use for Mother Goose that well deserves my praise. It's been such a consolation when you start your tardy ways. When we've a date, I'm never late, you're never quite on time. So I made a variation on an old familiar rhyme. 1-2, button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3-4, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5-6, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. 7-8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. 9-10, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you. Play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3-4, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5-6, now my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. 7-8, you're at the gate and you make me dizzy when you're walking right into my arms. Oh, 9-10, kiss me again, tell me you get such a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you.
And we'll go walking down the alley. Maybe we'll run into Sally. And the crowd we used to know put on an old pair of shoes. And even though our clothes are baggy, we'll go down and call on Maggie and Joe. We'll always find fair weather as we make the rounds together. The old gang don't care whether we're broke or in the dope. We'll find the dreams left behind in all the old familiar places as we mend the broken laces of an old pair of shoes.
Sonny Farrar and Ken Tucker performing vocally with Jack Hilton and his orchestra from March 20th, 1935, and Put on a New Pair of Shoes. And before that, from 1936, Bing Crosby with Georgie Stoll and his orchestra and 1-2 Button Your Shoe. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL Island Radio 88.7 in Avalon. Of course, you'll want to keep that new pair of shoes looking new by keeping them shined. Here's Leo Reisman and his orchestra, and a shine for your shoes. James Allen Jr. with the Coleman Hawkins Orchestra in 1934 and Stringin' Along on a Shoestring. Red Allen was born January 7, 1908, in Algiers, Louisiana, where his father had a well-known marching band which had been formed in 1907. Young Henry was marching in his dad's band at age 8, and by age 15 he was playing with the New Orleans Stompers. His career spanned 6 decades and produced hundreds of recordings. And before that, Leo Reisman and his orchestra, and A Shine for Your Shoes. Leo Reisman began studying the violin at age 10 and was performing publicly by age 12. He was a violinist with the Baltimore Symphony as well as with various hotel bands before forming his own band in 1919, which took up residence at the Hotel Brunswick for the next 10 years. After leaving the Brunswick, he played at New York's Central Park Casino and was the resident band at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Leo continued leading very successful orchestras into the 1930s and 40s. We'll return with some Sunday songs right after this. Well, today may be Sunday, but yesterday was Sunday Day. That's because on July 8th in 1881, druggist Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, invented the ice cream sundae. It seems a customer came into Berner's drugstore and sat down at the soda fountain counter. At that time, chocolate syrup was only used for making flavored soda water and ice cream sodas. But because it was the Sunday Sabbath, Berner couldn't serve the scandalous flavored soda water which the customer had ordered. So the creative Mr. Berner put some ice cream in a dish and poured the chocolate syrup directly on top, thus inventing the ice cream sundae. Originally, the ice cream sundae was spelled like the day of the week, but it was later changed to S-U-N-D-A-E. So here's a pair of songs about Sunday. No, not Sunday. Sunday. Thank you.
What do you do Monday, Mary? What do you do Tuesday? What do you do Wednesday, Mary? Whenever I call, you're hardly ever alone. You always have some other plan all your own. What do you do Thursday? What do you do Friday, Mary? Where do you get this from? Where do you get that from, Mary? It's only Saturday that you can be found. What do you do, Mary, all week round?
Recorded in August 1923 without the benefit of electrical amplification of any kind, we just heard from McNalpack's Dance Orchestra on an Edison Diamond disc, and What Do You Do Sunday, Mary? And before that, Gene Goldkett and his orchestra with a vocal by the Keller Sisters and Al Lynch, and Sunday. On this very day, July 9th, in 1872, a patent was issued to John F. Blondell of Thomaston, Maine, for the donut cutter. Now, those who know me well know that I have a very strict personal food policy, which prohibits dunking of any kind. But despite that, in commemoration of Mr. Blondell's invention, we're going to hear from Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and When You Dunk a Donut, Don't It Make It Nice? Well, personally, I don't think so, but the song sure is nice.
This famous club, why, you are simply living in a rut. You'll learn it quickly if you try, but just keep your wristwatch dry when you're dunking with a donut. Thank you.
Cliff Hess wrote that song, which was arranged by Louis Katzman and recorded by Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks on this very day, July 9th, 1926. Happy 74th birthday to that record. When you dunk a donut, don't it make it nice? We're going to wind up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with another song which recently had a birthday. Last Wednesday, July 5th in 1934, Bing Crosby recorded Love in Bloom for Brunswick with Irving Aronson's orchestra. The song was fairly popular, but it became a much bigger success when comedian Jack Benny adopted it as his theme song and made it a popular standard. Here's Bing.
Blue night and you alone with me, my heart has never known such ecstasy. Am I on earth? Am I in heaven? Can it be the tree that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh no, it isn't the tree, it's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into this room? Oh no, it isn't the spring, it's love in bloom. My heart was a desert, you planted a seed, and this is the flower, this hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream, it's love in bloom.
Crosby with Irving Aronson's orchestra from July 5th, 1934, and Love in Bloom. This is Glenn Robison. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Thank you for your very kind attention. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. And the snail mail address for cards or letters is Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6, right here on KISL, with more Rapidly Rotating Records and music to which you can't not tap your toes.